Welcome to the May 1st edition of This Week in Virtualization, the weekly newscast from SearchServerVirtualization.com. I'm site editor Colin Steele. Citrix Systems this week released the Zen Server 5.5 beta. The move came just a week after VMware launched its new hypervisor, vSphere 4, and a week before the Citrix Synergy conference kicks off in Las Vegas. Citrix says Zen Server 5.5 has several features that users have been clamoring for, especially Active Directory integration. That will give administrators more control over virtual machine access. The new workload balancing feature will offer recommendations for optimizing performance based on predetermined performance metrics, and snapshot support will let users create and manage disk snapshots in Zen Center. In addition, Zen Server 5.5 will support the Red Hat Enterprise Linux 5.3, SUSE Linux Enterprise 11, and Debian Lenny guest operating systems. Citrix supporters say the new version will make it harder for potential customers to dismiss Zen Server in favor of VMware or Microsoft, but critics say the new features are underwhelming for a .5 release. The Zen Server 5.5 beta is available now at mycitrix.com. We'll be right back.
Attention, IT managers. It doesn't matter if you're just getting into virtualization or if your entire business has been virtualized for years. SearchServerVirtualization.com has all the resources you need to get the most out of this rapidly growing technology. Our tips come from some of the most respected experts in the field, and our experienced news staff and bloggers will keep you up to date on the latest developments in the market. Get all of this and more at SearchServerVirtualization.com.
Welcome back. This week, I attended the New England VMware User Group Spring Meeting in Newport, Rhode Island. More than 400 IT managers spent the day networking and learning about VMware's server and desktop virtualization products. Everybody was talking about VMware's new virtual infrastructure platform, vSphere 4. There were three sessions about vSphere, and each one had a standing room only crowd. Everyone was excited about vSphere's enhanced performance and new features, but some users said they're not looking forward to paying for them. Some of vSphere's most sought-after features, including 8 CPUs and fault tolerance, will only be available in the Enterprise Plus edition, and that costs $3,495. vSphere will release to manufacturing May 21st and become generally available by the end of the second quarter, VMware says. In other vSphere news, the first products to use its VMSafe security APIs have started trickling out into the market. Reflex Systems announced vTrust, which works with its Virtualization Management Center, to provide dynamic policy enforcement in vSphere environments. VMware says all the major security vendors will be taking advantage of VMSafe to extend their offerings to vSphere. Join us next week for full coverage of the Citrix Synergy Conference. This is Colin Steele. Thanks for listening to This Week in Virtualization.